Hey, hey, howdy ho, everybody. It is Brian from Pretentious Movie Sheet here with another commentary track, this time for Child's Play from 1988. To be quite frank with you, I have never seen Child's Play. I know the plot, and I've seen pretty much like the whole thing in bits and pieces, but in terms of actually sitting down and watching the entire thing, haven't done that before, oddly enough. Child's Play holds a very special place in my heart because Chucky was, as for many children, post-90s, a big, like, terrifying concept of, like, your toys could be alive. And I'll tell you what, even further, Toy Story did not help with that. I still have a ton of my old toys and stuffed animals, kind of almost purely because in the back of my mind, I'm like, well, what if they do feel things? What if they do have feelings and shit like that? But not actually. We know these things to not be true. if you want to sync up the commentary track for Child's Play, which is currently on Netflix, if you're interested in watching along with me, you're going to want to watch through most of the credits. And as soon as United Artists Presents fades to black, you're going to press play. So there's going to be a bunch of different like presentation logos. But this is when you get to the opening title cards for the movie itself, and it is in white on black text, United Artists Presents. So when you see that fade completely to black, press play. But right now, pause in 3, 2, 1. All right, David Kushner, which I believe it's David Kushner who still kind of owns some of the rights at this time. I know there's a couple of different versions going on. There's the one that has Luke Skywalker. God, why is the actor name? It's not coming to my mind for some reason. Mark Hamill, he's currently doing the one timeline, which, like, if you're going to get anybody that's not, I believe it's Don Mancini who does the voice too. Or no, Don Mancini's the guy who does all this. It's, God, why am I forgetting all these names? It's the guy who plays Chucky. And he's also my favorite part of the Rob Zombie Halloween films. When he plays Sheriff Brackett. Oh my god, it's going to kill me if I don't. I'm going to look it up real quick, just because it's going to kill me if I can't remember it. Child's Play. My, God, wouldn't it be disastrous if my... if my fucking, power went out. We kept getting, our power flicking on and off because Brad Dourif, god damn it. Brad Dourif, of course. Our power kept going on and off because of the Child's Play. There we go. There's the title card. Because of the hurricane that came through. Hurricane Laura. Also, man, Black Panther just died last night. God rest him. That's so sad. But, if you're going to replace Brad Dourif, you might as well replace him with Mark Hamill. That's a very good replacement if you're going to do that. That being said, with Don Mancini and the rest of them, I know it's been a very conflicting experience with these new movies coming out, and apparently they're continuing the Cult of Chucky timeline. Like, the one that's basically just been this entire timeline. They're continuing that, and that's going to be through a television show on Sci-Fi, apparently, which I'm honestly kind of looking forward to, because, like, Colt's not that bad. Oh god, I'm dying. Oh, poor Brad Dorf. Charles Lee Ray. I also forgot this is a Christmas movie, kind of. I gotta say, I hate the whole thing of, oh, you know, Die Hard's a Christmas movie. It's the best Christmas. Like, sure, all right, fine. You know, I love Christmas. I'm all for adding it to the catalog, but like, everybody gets the joke now. You know, like, we get it. Die Hard's a movie that takes place during Christmas. Everybody can chill out with the whole joke of like, oh, you know, it's a Christmas movie, guys. Did you know it's a Christmas movie? Even though it doesn't really have anything except a couple aesthetic choices that just also relate to it being Christmas. Like, you know what? Yeah, no, you know what? My favorite Christmas movie now is Child's Play. Because fuck everybody who's like, oh, you know, Die Hard, guys. Die Hard's a Christmas movie. I love how you see the light bulb just like go off over his head when he looks into the Chucky doll. Or it's a good guy doll, I guess I should say. I haven't seen the remake, the 2019 remake either. However, I gotta say Tom Holland directed this. Wow. Spider-Man himself. Oh, come on, they don't have the subtitles for the... they don't have the subtitles for the voodoo. But yeah, I haven't seen the 2019 remake. I've heard conflicting things. Nah, you know, whatever, you know. Man, I don't know if it's just my earbuds that I'm listening to this with, but the mixing's a little weird, like the thunder is a lot louder than his voice. Ooh, boy. Oh my god! Jesus! What, do they have a meth lab in there? And he's fine? I mean, clearly not like 100%, but like he's up and walking. Like, god damn. Dude, this guy's just no-selling that. Christ on a Friday. Oh my god. Yeah, I was gonna say, he's dead now. Except he's not. There he is. Sorry, I was shifting my phone. My apologies. There might be every once in a blue moon, like, little audio glitches. My apologies about that. Oh, God. Wait, so clearly there's two guys there. And the one's like, I have no friends, nobody to play with me. And the other kid's just like, oh, no. that sucks. Heidi ho! Oh, he says it too. Heidi, Heidi ho! Oh my god. That intro I had was actually retrospectively rather appropriate. God, man, they really just had all the branding. Oh, that's upsetting. That bothers my desire for orderly things. But I'm not going to say it bothers my OCD, because that's not what it... Oh, wow. Wow, what the heck? Was that a thing that kids used to do? We even turn our... Oh, wow. That's... Howdy how. I remember when I was a kid, I really wanted this I really wanted this Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles toy. that shot sewer grates. And mainly because in the commercial it says comes with all the parts you see here, and they left up like a ton of different action figures for Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, even though it didn't come with any of them. And I should have known better, but I was a stupid kid. I thought it came with all of them. Especially the one really buff tall guy in the oh, he's kind of sweet though. For bringing breakfast in bed. But they had the one really buff blonde guy with the ponytail and the scratches on his cheek. I think from Splinter, and the black like martial arts like robe. And supposedly he came with a couple of toys as well. Like he came with like two henchmen, except like he didn't. So not only did he not come with the pieces that I thought he came with, the big toy that shot the sewer grates didn't come with anything besides the sewer grates in itself. So in hindsight, I should have been more just like, wow, this is cool in and of itself. But I remember being like, oh, it didn't have anything I wanted. Like a little shit. Andy's a good kid, isn't he? Oh, and she's sweet too. Oh. Terrific. Lakeshore Strangler. See, he knows what's up. You gotta go for the big gift. No matter what, you gotta go for the big ones. Oh no. Oh. Come on, dude. I know this is already like a meme format, but like things really change when you get older and you go from wanting like stuff like toys and stuff. And when you were a kid, you were so disappointed when you got clothes. But I think now like clothes are like the highlight of, you know, what you get as an adult, honestly. Only costs $100. Holy. And I was going to say, like, I guess, like, there's a fair amount of things that cost that much for kids. But this is also the 80s. So, like, inflation was not what it once was. Or what it is now, I guess I should say. Oh, she's, oh my god, she's like on the verge of tears. She's such a good mom. Jesus. I love how like any like comeback could just be like, you know, they're like, how do we know this isn't X? And they're like, X this, you know, or just whatever thing. How do you know this isn't a forgery? Yeah, we'll forge this. Like, that's not how that works. Are you able to just tell your employee, like, no, you have to come in? Like, for something they're not scheduled for, you know? Like, I get there's some circumstances where there are, like, you can have consequences if, like, something's telegraphed or communicated and they don't follow through, but you can't just, like, spring it on them and be like, no, you have to come in right now. I don't think you can, at least. Maybe things were different in the 80s. I don't know. Maybe I'm full of shit. Those are decent animatronics. Well, I mean, at least, like, trying to display it as a toy, you know? Like, what a kind of cool prop. Oh, they're all so happy. It is kind of sad that, like, she has to, like, get him specifically, like, a toy or something like that, but, like, overall, that is sweet. That oh, it's sweet that he has the little hard hat on Chucky. Oh. See, people talk a lot about how in the beginning of Child's Play, it is kind of ambiguous of whether or not it is actually Andy or is it Chucky. But not really. I mean, like, he did just look at the TV screen. He's not moving his, He's not moving his lips at all in that point. Oh yeah, Chucky. Wait. If I remember correctly, in the show they named the kid Chuck. Wow, his arm was just like out. Jeez. But if I remember, in the commercial he says Chucky or something like that. I know that the other one was named Oscar, but they said Chucky in the show. I could swear. So is it just a coincidence that it was a guy named Charles who got that who's possessed by the dog now, the doll now? Oh my God. He's endearing. But also, like, man, he's just the messiest kid. Also, like, your cereal is still out from this morning? He's just he really just set up camp there, didn't he? You know, I didn't. Sorry, I don't mean to have so many tongue clicks, but I didn't really recall the kind of like design on the like the square design on the front of his shirt, unless that's not always there. Yeah, with like the saw and the hammer and stuff. Is that just a decoration? I think that was just because of the. They were playing with tools. Hurry. Man, Chucky's really risking getting caught with these actions here. Good night. Oh. Chucky could be, I don't know. I was gonna say he could be a little scarier looking. Also, I love this shot. It's very iconic. He could look a little scarier, but at the same time, you don't want to fall into like the Annabelle thing where it's like, who would ever buy that doll? That's just a scary doll. Yeah, actually, you know what? I'd take it back. 'Cause like again, who buys these scary looking dolls? Plus, like when he gets his redesign later, when he gets all like chopped up, you know, that's it's, you know, here for it. Gonna fuck him up. Poor Aunt Maggie. Oh wow, he's sprinting. If I recall correctly, they either had like a child or a little person be the be the doll at some points. Though I think a fair amount of it's animatronic. I wonder if, relatively speaking, that is incredibly heavy for him since he's dealing with like a lot less body mass, or I don't know, maybe the voodoo makes him stronger. I imagine, because he does in the second one like beat somebody to death with like a ruler. So I imagine maybe he has increased strength or super strength or something like that. Some magic. Was that him in the background? Oh, by the way, if you listen to the host commentary track, I listened to it myself while rewatching the film just to make sure like it turned out okay. Like that one jump scare that really got me, it got me again. It like it scared me to death a second time. What was the purpose of moving the chair? I don't know. Did I just totally distract myself? Oh my God, look at that mess. God dang it, man. Like, look, I'm a kind of messy guy sometimes, but like, geez. Oh, wow, she just answered it. It seemed like she was more worried about missing the call than she was about something startling her. That was all one motion. The Alone at Night Willies is my favorite 70s crooners band. You're a pal to the end. This is the end, friend. Oh, wait, now that hammer cannot be real. Like, that cannot be like a hammer that would actually be able to hammer something, right? Like, come on, you're not gonna give that to a child. Okay. I mean the way that we Yeah, well, I mean, I guess first of all, again, like is could you really apply enough force to send her careening back through a window like that? And I don't know. I don't know. Something about that's a little contrived for me. But also the way that she was checking behind the plants, we obviously just saw Chucky was somewhere else. So as a kind of fake out, I didn't really necessarily buy that. But then again, I also, have the retrospective knowledge of knowing that was not happening at this point in the film. This is, I like the setup for that. That is a really cool setup for an apartment building. A little dangerous perhaps, but also I forgot this was a Chicagian film. Shout out to CM Punk. And one of them's just sitting there reading the newspaper. What the hell? Shout out to CM Punk and Colt Cabana. If I recall correctly, there's like a romance with them, which I feel a little forced, but spoilers for the movie that you're watching right now, but also, I mean, it's been out for what? 40 years? No. Maybe? Yeah, I guess 40. No. One, two, three. 3 decades about, I think. When did the other Child's Play movies come out? I guess they're all kind of like 90s. And then like early 2000s. Oh boy. Maggie was a cool character too. I'm glad that he, when he said, I don't know, I was a little scared that he was gonna say, like, oh, what would it, like, I don't know. Like he was really gonna commit to, like, I wasn't saying anything when it was very clear what he was implying. But also, like, why would Andy not be up on the counter? Like, they're gonna. I'm surprised they have. I mean, maybe maybe the 80s were a different time, but I'm surprised they have a gun on the thing. Oh my God. He doesn't really seem that broken up about it, but then again, I don't think he really comprehends what happened. Oh, sorry. Sorry, sorry. Just ignore the phone ringing. I'm so sorry about that. My apologies. Okay, somebody picked it up. He's a decent child actor, I'd say. Not like amazing, but yeah, wait, where was the flower in the previous scenes. Like in the last scene, there, like, wouldn't the detective have seen Flower? Though I am kind of glad that we haven't seen him. We're maybe like a third of the way through the film, maybe a little bit less. I am glad that we haven't seen Chucky move yet. I like him too. He's fairly well acted, I'd say. Though, like, I mean, like, it exists in that realm between, like, realism and just, like, has some nice little, you know, like, accents here and there to keep things engaging. Like, that little whistle he did, I like that. I was thinking earlier, like, man, like, Chucky's just really a piece of shit that he's just, like, you know, willing to kill Maggie for, like, no reason. But at the same time, I guess, like, well, what are they gonna do? Think it is a fucking doll? I wonder if he's given up the act to Andy at this point, whether or not he is, like, different, like he has different mannerisms than the good guy dolls, or if he's just still speaking in that kind of, like, high pitch, like, I'm your friend sort of way, or if he's just, like, given up and turned into Brad Dourif, you know? What the fuck? I guess that answers the question. Can't imagine him in a good guy voice going, "She was a real bitch and she got what she deserved." Not always. He's becoming more and more human. She's great. That's super manipulative. Holy shit. Yo, he's a little psychopath. Maybe I got this all wrong. Maybe he is a cute kid. Maybe he is just, like, the worst. This very easily could have been a very different movie where we saw him just slowly descend into psychopathy, and he he's just blaming it all on Chucky. Chucky's not even a doll. That was the Child's Play remake we never got. That's honestly what, if I had to remake the movie, maybe that's what I would have done. Though I don't know, I might have had the same reaction to Friday 5, where it's not Jason and people hated that. I mean, like, clearly he's alive. Oh, he did that because she knew she was listening. Does he have to sleep with his eyes closed still? I guess it would make sense. I don't know if I'd send my kid to school the next day. I mean, surely they would understand of like, yeah, we had like an accident, dude. And there's another truck, you know. I kind of forget if in the sequels that, like, if the Chucky doll becomes, like, kind of famous for the fact that these murders happen, or if this is still, like, a, like, I feel like, for example, something like Michael Myers or, Saw, those are very well-documented cases that the general public knows. There's probably like Wikipedia articles about each of them. Whereas somebody like Jason's kind of like on the line, but like Freddy, nobody probably believes in Freddy. Like within the world of Nightmare on Elm Street, there's not like general public knowledge available for Freddy Krueger. I wonder if Child's Play is like that. And I wonder if, like, in the same way that they made Michael Myers masks within the Halloween universe, I wonder if they made, like, more good guy dolls that were meant to be, like, ooh, you know, Charles D. Ray, he became a good guy doll. But, I mean, at the same time, I guess you would then have, like, confirmation of, like, voodoo existing and being a real, like, source of real life magic, so I don't know. Also, I love how nobody's, I guess maybe you wouldn't, but I also love how nobody's interacting with this kid. No good Samaritans being like, hey, what you doing over here? Is that Eddie? My God. He's gonna book it. Oh yeah, he's gone. Man, he runs fast. That was pretty good. Also, wow, what a way to be. Did he wash out? Did he wash out like a little liquor flask thing, like a little liquor bottle? Oh, he's fucking him up, dude. Like, at this point, like, you have to know that it's the doll. Wow, wait, he still took that long? Jeez, dude, what? Jeez. Gun cocking. Man, he really just like decided, unless this is just like I guess he could have just been squatting, but at the same time, if you have gas running to that house, like, I don't know about that. I don't know about this, Brad Dorf and Don Mancini. I'm gonna look like a real idiot if it's. I'm almost certain it's Don Mancini, but I'm gonna look like a real idiot if that's not the case. just look at. Was he just laughing too? There was only a subtitle for the crashing. I could have sworn I heard a little Brad Dorf cackle over there. The gas hissing. Oh no, get out of there, dude. Get out of there. Jeez. Jeez, these explosions, man. Oh my God. Christ on a wow. Is Andy there? Well, he also hit her with a. Well, I guess he wants to appear innocent to Andy, maybe. He's not just going to confess to killing her. Except he did say, whoa, wait, they were recording this? That cannot be constitutional. You definitely cannot be interrogating a 6-year-old like that without, like, their parents' knowledge or consent. What is this? Oh, he's getting rough with him. Heidi ho. Oh my God. I mean, he was very open about Chucky. He's been very open about Chucky from the beginning. So I'm going to save my thoughts. I was going to say something, but I realize it's a spoiler for what's about to happen. I wonder if, what a little shit. I forget what I was going to say when I started saying, I wonder if, oh, no, I just remembered what I was going to say about the scene that's coming up. Chicago tap water. Oh, I would have loved it if he were not there when she came back. Are good guys just supposed to be? I was gonna say, like, I saw he was like doing a construction thing on the side. I was wondering if that was like the main occupation. Batteries included. So this is what I was gonna say. I wonder if Chucky could feel whether or not he had batteries in him. You know, I imagine he could, but. I wonder if you put him in, like, if that would hurt him or maybe aid him. I don't know. Give him more energy. Make him run even faster than he already does. Well, she's freaked out. She's not having it. Pulling back both of those. Those weren't sound cues. Just with pulling those back, they both just made those noises naturally. Those little chimes. I know I just talked over probably probably the most iconic scene in this film, but it's a good scene. It really, really is. Oh boy, that's a good jump waiting to happen, you know. Say something. This is great. This is wonderful. Also, I missed. Oh, that. This is great. Also, he can't be that heavy, just like. I was gonna say, just like, chuck him. No pun intended. Jeez. Is he going like cutter breaks? Also, I love how there's like a direct. Have you ever like raced stairs versus elevators? And there's a direct like negative correlation of like the more like floors there are, the more it goes from like stairs being the obvious choice for like being faster to like elevators just like you can't even keep up with when you're going to like say like the 50th floor, you know? He's out. That's some good timing. For these, like, look, you can't say these things without prefacing it with, like, look, I know this sounds wild, but, like, just listen, you know? Like. Oh my God, that's, like, infected. What was the point of grabbing him in that moment? If she was about to run off, that was like, it's like my D&D character who just like runs up to people, kicks him in the shin, and runs away. He's a little dwarf. I accidentally triggered a really big boss fight while doing that. I thought we were gonna get a TPK. I died in D&D last night too. That was bogus. But I mean, not really bogus. The DM was like, yeah, you have like 12 guards that have counterattack going, and I was like, oh, I'm gonna try and attack one with a great club, and then I got my shit pushed in. I guess she's looking for the guy that sold him. Can I turn this off? I don't want to risk it. How far? Oh, we're past halfway. Huh. Sorry, I know my chair's making a lot of noise. Sorry. Though I am using earbuds now, like to make sure that I'm not. What the hell? I am using earbuds to make sure that the sound doesn't bleed over. Why is she here? Yeah, I think that's the guy. Yeah, that's the guy who sold it. She's gonna run after him. He's gonna run away. I was gonna say he's a scumbag, but also like, oh, I don't like where this is going. I don't like, no, this is uncomfy. Put it away. Oh God. You want a part? Look at that bonfire! Oh my God! Is he going to do nothing about that bonfire? Ooh, he was there. He knows who it is. It's Charles Lee. Charles Lee Walsh. I kind of forget. Charles Lee Ray, God, I'm an idiot. Yeah, no, that's pretty heavy. I'm pretty sure neither of these two are in the sequels. I kind of wonder why not. Sorry, this track's probably full of spoilers. Jeez. Oh my God. That was kind of like a jarring shot. She tried to roll up the window. Grunts and annoyance. I need that subtitle in real life. He didn't go home. He went to the office. You silly goose. Even though he should kind of be putting two and two together, I do rather like him. Oh, I thought Chucky was going to be in the back seat. I think that happens in two, maybe. Child's Play 2. Oh, okay, never mind. God, I love Brad Dourif. Okay, park. Park, dude. Are you gonna park or what? Jesus. That's pretty good though. I love the melted plastic that kind of like peels away. Holy shit. Okay, if you had a knife, why didn't you use that? Why'd you try to strangle him? Like, you could say that he didn't want to leave the stab wounds, but like, choking somebody like that, like strangling somebody like that's gonna leave the strangling marks. But at the same time, I guess that's his MO if he were a strangler. Oh wow, he just kicked that off. Jeez. This is a very interesting scene to watch in full. He's just trying to get him to crash the car. Now, how do we know that's... Like, how's Chucky know that's going to leave him unscathed, you know? Oh my god! For a bunch of unknown companies kind of producing this, unless one of them's like... one of the major studios that just had their name changed. Man, how did he miss? Why is he running? Dude, you could have clearly killed him right there. I don't know. But yeah, no, there's been quite a bunch of impressive set pieces. I've been trying to pick out the scenes where it's clearly like a person playing Chucky. I don't think I've been able to do that so far. It's pretty impressive. There he is. You could have done that earlier, my guy. I don't know why you're doing it now. Also, like, just get out of the car, you know? Like, try. Like, I know it's a wreck. But just try and get out. Jeez. I do gotta say, Chucky's not exactly making the brightest choices. I thought that was the other building for a second. Like, I thought it was her apartment. But it looked a little more run down. For a second, that kind of reminded me of the murals in Candyman, which I... That's not Chicago, right? Is that Baltimore? Or am I thinking of the Hannibal Lecter series, which is in Baltimore? I think it's Chicago. It was Candyman... Oh, God, I gotta look this up now, too. Candyman. Tony Todd. Oh my god, love him. I should do the Final Destination series with him too. That's another one getting a bizarre remake 2020. That's the only one that's coming up. Oh my god, Tony Todd's coming back? Jeez. It's being produced by Jordan Peele. Oh, the screenplay's by Jordan Peele too. Oh, okay, maybe that's not so bad. Chicago, yeah. Look at that. He came back. Whenever what's his name? I think Ness in Super Smash Bros. Would say PK something. I always thought he was saying something along the lines of "He came back" or something. I don't know. I love how it's the same expression too. Oh, he's classy. He's got the... The voice synchronization could be slightly better, but it's, you know, it's not bad. Now, the rules that they set up here are a little contrived. I mean, they serve the plot well. Dude, this was all stuff you taught him. For a very supernaturally based series, I feel like Child's Play as a series doesn't get too into it, you know, as a oh God. So that's what I'm saying is like it's a little contrived. Like, why is it the first person? You know, why is he becoming more human? And it's just kind of like, because you know, voodoo magic bullshit. And I mean, at the same time, it does kind of make things work going from point A to point B. Oh, damn. Oh, there's a dog. Look at him. Oh. Oh, there's a lot of them. Oh. Hold it. Bangs through the door. No, I mean, it makes sense. He had a gun. I really like John. It's a shame. I wish we got a little bit more of him. But I mean, at the same time, like, it's probably better for, like, keeping things tighter. I forgot Through the Horror was a thing. I think that was on Dead Meat. I kind of forget, though. Damn, he really is just, like, in an asylum. He's like, oh, damn. Damn, that guy's got some... Andy's got some upper body strength, my dude. Okay, now those shots are where he's a kid, or like a person. Hide the soul. I'm excited for that. He's going to be there, isn't he? Oh. Oh my god! Look at him. Oh my, that was terrifying. Damn, that guy must be throwing the keys there a lot to wear down the table that much. Jesus. Also, I think yeah, that's a person. Also, wait, he can't transfer his soul into a thing that's dead? Like a body that's dead, can he? Like, if he stabs Andy, he can't then transfer his soul into that body, can he? Well, I guess, like, it wouldn't matter as much, but, like, you then got to explain why you have a huge, like, gaping hole in your chest from a stab wound. Also, wouldn't be, like, wouldn't you want to be around adults? That was quite the double axe handle. I'm surprised my battery's still... chilling. It's only gone down maybe 10% since I started recording. He's got a scalpel. He's like, what's his name from Pet Sematary? The kid in that. Oh my golly. Oh, does he have a sedation? Uh-oh. Oh my God. Yeah, that's another shot where it's definitely a person. I was going to say, he could probably just kill him with a scalpel and it work fine. Though that would take away one of the, I guess, cooler kills. But that being said, oh my goodness. That being said, like, don't you want to also keep Andy from... Like, if you transfer your soul into Andy... You don't want to have these murders pinned on Andy, because then you're going to, you know, if you successfully transfer your soul, you're going to spend the rest of your life either being hunted by the police or in jail. She as in the mom or the little girl? And also, who's the little girl? I love his partner too. I want more of him. I was gonna say, what was the point of him moving the carpet? But yeah, makes sense. Caused me a flashback to when what's his name? Oh, he's looking nasty too now. They must have changed out the prop they were using. Yeah, but that him putting that up against the door gave me a flashback to the Big Lebowski. It's a toy gun. Getting damn, like. Or no. Was he looking at the car? Or the baseball bat? Tell me it's the baseball bat. Come on, baseball bat. Yeah, dude. Does he come through the chimney? I don't know how you do that. Like, first, you gotta get up to the roof. Second, there's gotta be no blockage points, which I cannot imagine for 1980s Chicago. But also, you gotta then assume, like, you gotta figure out which chimney is his and so on and so forth. Which I don't know, maybe they have markings up there. Like, who knows? Oh, come on, Andy. I had so much more hope for you. So much more hope for your abilities. He kind of looks like he's gliding right there. I'm not gonna lie. Where is he? Where is... Oh, God. Oh, wow. He just really... He just really took him out there. We're going to play a game of Hide the Soul. I thought that was in this film. Like, I thought that line was in here. Jeez. Why is that in English? Again, the setup of this, like that glass roof, the setup of this apartment building is amazing. I love it. I want to live there. Doesn't she have a key? Don't you have a key to your own apartment? Go, stop. What are you waiting for? Like, jeez. Are you kidding me? Do you not have a holster? You kept it in your sock? I was gonna say, like, y'all have the chance to escape right here, but I guess also, like, you want to put them down. Like, you want to make sure, like, this isn't, you know. And I guess, like, Andy is wanted by the police now for electrocuting a man to death. Brought me back for a second to what's it called? Oh, geez. Watching what's it called? Next to Normal, I think it was. Where's this gun coming from? But Next to Normal, I was really disappointed with their portrayal of, like, the mental health industry and, like, you know, I understand, like, some of the feelings might be real and are valid, but at the same time, like, I don't know. I should probably not get too much into that, but at the same time, just... They had a whole thing about electroshock therapy and, like, oh, like, how could they still be doing that? Like, nothing is admitted. Like, the ethics within mental health is very, tight. It's very it's I don't know if scrupulous is the right word, but, like, it's fine tooth comb level precision. So, like, it's not like they're gonna do anything that's really, like, harmful to anybody. I love this. Oh, I love it. And also, what a great stunt. Well, I think with him running out, I think that's a person right there. I think. Jeez. Big help you were. Did he pass out? Also, like, when you want to make sure the fire's not going to burn down your apartment? You might want to speak up there a little bit. Now, this is great. This right here. His face. Oh, that's all types of wonderful. And this shot. That shot is... Oh, my God. That's stuff of, like, kids' nightmares, dude. This is wonderful. I was thinking about that earlier with the, how the house was laid out. Oh my God. Is it just me or did they not have a shot of it puncturing the door? Also, damn, that guy's strong. Also, maybe get your head away from it. Get your head away from the fucking door. Yeah, this is an interesting layout. Also, I'm surprised he didn't just, like, take out the detective. Where'd the knife go? Did I just miss that? Oh, that's nightmarish. Also from like kind of like a body horror element as well of like he must be Charles Lee Ray must be having a time. Where's the knife? Doesn't stab him with the knife. Didn't he say Darren? I could have sworn I started. I heard Darren. I think I remember the very end of this now. Yeah. Does that really have the strength to be choking him like that? Like, geez. So I'm surprised the body was able to get in the vent. Jesus. See, like that shot was worth it, but at the same time, like, I do gotta wonder, like, wouldn't the first fake out be enough, you know? But hey, roll of threes. That's a good line too. That's a very good line. Well, couldn't they check the DNA? I wonder about this. Couldn't they check the DNA on the wall and prove that's Charles Lee Ray's? Or couldn't they do like an autopsy of the doll in a way? Like, I wonder how that would factor into it. Clearly it doesn't work, because in the next spoilers here, Andy's in like a foster home in the next one. Jeez. Poor Andy, dude. He gets fucked up from this shit, dude. Also, wait, you're just gonna leave him? He came back three times. You're just gonna leave him? Alrighty. Well, overall, hope you enjoyed. Oh, Cobra Kai is now on Netflix. That's pretty wild. I'm glad I didn't get a YouTube subscription just for Cobra Kai then. Anyways, oh, and Candyman's on Netflix too. That's maybe another one I'll have to do. Which Carrie is this? Carrie's also on here, but this is 2002? Wow, I was expecting like the one that was like in maybe 2013. I don't know. Anyways, that's Child's Play 1988. Hope you enjoyed. Directed by Tom Holland. Not quite a Spider-Man fan, but hey, might as well be in my book. Hope you enjoyed it. If you could rate us on iTunes and give us 5 stars. We're over on Pretentious Movie Sheets, over on YouTube, Instagram, TikTok, podcasts. Like, just follow the podcast as well. And let's see, it's Movie Sheet on Twitter. So, thank you very much for listening along to Child's Play with me. I've been Brian, and see you next time.